我们最近在读彼得前书第一章跟第二章。
Recently, we have been reading 1 Peter chapter 1 and 2.
那我们今天下午来看彼得前书第二章。
This afternoon, we'll study 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
第二章的第四节
Chapter 2,
第五节
Verse 4 and 5 Verse 4 Coming to him as to a living stone rejected indeed by men but chosen by God and precious 5 You also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ
这里说你们来到主的面前也就是活石。
Here it says, when you come before the Lord, you are as living stones.
那这个你们是指着谁
And what does this you refer to?
以今天来讲就是指着每一个读圣经的人。
And for us today, it refers to anyone here who reads the Bible.
因为神的话是对每一个人讲的。
Because the word of God is spoken to each one of us.
但是在当时彼得在写这个书信的时候这个你们是指着第二代的信徒。
But at the time when Peter was writing this letter, he was referring to the second generation of believers.
我们看第一章的第八节。
If you look at chapter 1, verse 8.
彼得前书一章八节。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Whom having not seen you love,Though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
这个说你们虽然没有见过他，这个他就是主耶稣。
Here it says, though you have not seen him, him refers to Jesus Christ.
那这个表示彼得本身他是第一代的信徒。
That means that Peter himself is a first generation believer.
那这个第一代的信徒有见过主耶稣。
And the first generation believers have met.Jesus Christ.
而且印象非常深刻，好像那个刀子刻在心里面一样。
And they have a deep impression of him, like a knife that is carved in stone.
如果我们看彼得后书彼得对主耶稣的印象是什么
？If we look at Second Peter, we can see what kind of impression he has on Jesus Christ.
从第彼得后书第一章的十六节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16,
一直到十八节
verse 16 to 18. 16, for we did not know, follow cunningly, devise fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. 17, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. 18, and we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
这个地方彼得在回想主耶稣的大能。
Here, Peter thought back to the great might of Lord Jesus Christ.
还有他降临的事我告诉你们。
And what he had told them.
那不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，这个不是人发明出来的一套理论或者一个学说或者一个传说。
And this is not a fable that man had made up or devised.
乃是亲眼看过他的威荣。
But we have seen his power.
彼得本身亲自看到耶稣的荣耀跟他的权柄。
That means Peter himself saw the power and the glory of Jesus Christ.
十七节
17.
说他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光有声音向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。”这是一个变貌山的体验。
And this was at the Mount of Transfiguration. What happened there?
彼得、雅各、约翰跟主耶稣在山上祷告。
When they were praying on the mountain with Jesus Christ.
可能是祷告很久，他说睡着了。
And maybe they had prayed for a long period of time, so they fell asleep.
他醒过来的时候，发现耶稣衣服洁白，容貌放光。
And when they woke up, they saw that Jesus Christ's robes were filled with glorious light.
变貌山上的主就是荣耀的主，是在属灵上的表现。
And the God that transfigured on that mount was this excellent, most glorious God.
那个荣耀是讲不出来，因为是属灵的，所以叫做极大的荣光。
And this was an excellent glory because it could not be expressed. It was so great.
那因为在灵里面显现，那是极大的荣耀。
And because it was in the spirit, it was an excellent glory.
还有，有一个声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
And a voice said to him, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
当天上的神这样为主耶稣见证的时候，那个声音何等的震撼。
And so when this voice came from the Father in heaven to witness for his son, it was a great voice.
所以经过了很久，彼得到年纪大的时候，回想他在变貌山上看到主耶稣变貌，好像昨天发生的。
So even after all these years, when Peter thought back to the event, it was like it was just yesterday.
那再回到第一章第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，这个第二代的信徒没有见过耶稣。
And so when it talks about 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 8 that you have not seen him, the second generation believers had not seen him.
但是因信他就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible.
那没有见过耶稣怎么跟主耶稣建立关系？
So if you have not met Jesus Christ, how do you establish a relationship with him?
就是通过我们的信。
It is through your faith.
那世界上的人是看见就信，这个不叫信。
The people in this world, they see and they believe. This is not faith.
没有看见就信，这个才是信。
If you do not see it, but you believe, this is faith.
所以我们跟神的关系是从信心建立的。
So our relationship with God is established on faith.
那因为我们有信心，我们的生活就充满着满有荣光的大喜乐。
And because we have faith, our lives are full of this inexpressible joy.
那这个喜乐不是世界来的，这个喜乐是从神来的。
This joy does not come from this world, but it comes from God.
所以真的有信心，生活是很喜乐的。
And so if you truly believe and you have faith, then your life is very joyful.
如果我相信神就是我的父亲。
Because if you believe that God is your father,
我就是他的儿子。
And I am his son.
那我还忧虑什么？
Then what do you have to worry about?
如果我的父亲就是天上的神。
If my father is the father in heaven,
我还怕什么？
What do I have to fear?
所以当一个人有信心的时候，生活很喜乐，没有忧虑，没有害怕。
So when one has faith and they believe in their life, then they do not have any worries. They have no fears in their life.
这是还在活着的时候，我们可以体验得到。
And this is something that we can experience while we are still living.
那到第九节。
Verse 9.
信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
我们信心最后给我们带来的结果就是我们的灵魂可以得救。
The end result of our faith is that our souls may be saved.
所以今生可以活着平安喜乐，在死的时候有得救的把握。
So in this life we can live joyful and rejoicing lives, and then we will have salvation for our souls in the life to come.
因此我们回到第二章的第二章的第四节。
So if we turn back to chapter 2, verse 4.
我们刚刚读的第二章的第五节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
你们来到主的面前，这是什么意思？就是信耶稣，接受宝血洁净，我们跟神的关系已经没有阻隔了，这个叫做来到主的面前。
You who come before God, what does this mean? It means that we have been baptized and we have been cleansed of our sin so that there is no longer a barrier between us and God.
那我们来到主的面前，接下去神就会改变我们。
And when we come before God, then God will change us.
这个改变是从属灵开始的。
And this is a spiritual transformation.
从内心开始的。
From within our hearts.
当我们的内心有一种属灵的改变，我们的生活就会有一个变化。
In our hearts, if we have a spiritual transformation, then we will have a change in our lives.
所以信耶稣，如果里面没有改变，只是外面要学习做基督徒，这个很痛苦。
It is very painful if you believe in Christ, but you only change outwardly, but not in your heart.
信耶稣，教会说不可以抽烟，不可以喝酒，不可以做这个，不可以那个。我真的很想抽烟，我真的很想喝酒。这个很痛苦。
Because when you come to believe, the church tells me that I cannot drink, I cannot smoke, but I really want to, so it's very painful.
但是如果我们这个里面已经改变了。
But if inside we have changed.
圣灵充满，就让我们得到很大的喜乐，满足。
We will be filled with joy when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
神的能力在我们里面，我们从坏习惯、坏的个性得到解放，得到自由。
When the power of God is within us, then we will be freed from our bad habits.
那我们就发现，不要抽烟，不要喝酒，这根本本来就是这样，你不会觉得这是一种捆绑。
We'll not be bounded by our desire to want to smoke or drink.
所以圣经叫做使人自由的律法。这个神的话叫做使人自由的律法。
So the Bible is the laws that allow people to be free.
所以有时候我们在看这个十条诫命，哦，这个要怎么去守？
So when we look at the Ten Commandments, we might wonder how we to keep them.
所以有一些人呢，信耶稣哦，十条诫命念一念，他知道救恩很好，也得过圣灵，就是不敢洗礼。
And so some people, they come to seek the truth, and they know the Ten Commandments, they know that the salvation is good, but they do not want to be baptized.
为什么这个十条诫命标准这么高？
Why? Because they feel like the standards of the Ten Commandments are very high.
但是这个诫命是要让我们得自由的。
But these commandments are to set us free.
当我们被神的爱充满，
When we are filled with the love of God,
神的爱借圣灵充满在我们里面。
Through the Holy Spirit, we are filled with the love of God.
我要拜神，这个很简单，他本来就是我的父啊。
It is easy for us to fear God because He is our Father.
我不要拜偶像，这个本来就很自然啊。
And it's very natural for us not to want to worship idols.
因为我爱神，我就不会去做神不喜欢的事情。
Because I love God, then I will not do anything that is not pleasing in His eyes.
那偶像是人造的神啊。
Idols are a man-made God.
它不是真神啊。
It's not a true God.
如果我们被神的爱充满。
If we are filled with the love of God,
高举神的名，荣耀神的名，不是很困难。
It will not be difficult for us to exalt His name.
如果我们被神的爱充满，
If we are filled with the love of God,
守安息日也不困难啊。
It will not be hard for us to keep the Sabbath.
一定会很乐意，我要来敬拜神。
You will come willingly to worship the Lord.
我要来教会里面服侍神。
You will come to church to serve Him.
我要来教会里面爱人，跟人团契，这个很自然。
It is very natural for us to want to come to church to fellowship with one another.
所以我们当一旦相信神，神在我们里面造成一种改变，你会发现诫命是不是困难的。
Once we believe in God and God transforms our heart, we will feel that it is very easy for us to keep His commandments.
所以我们回到第二章第四节。
So let us turn back to chapter 2, verse 4.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前就像活石。
You come to him as a living stone.
就是一块带有生命的石头。
That is a stone with life.
本来我们是活着的死人。
Before we were the living dead.
为什么？里面没有属灵的生命。
Because we had no spiritual life within.
那活着的死人就没有价值了。
A living dead person has no value.
那现在我们受洗了，重新得到属灵的生命。
But now that we are baptized and we receive a new spiritual life,
这个叫做活石。
This is a living stone.
那第四节，
Verse 4,
主乃是活石，主耶稣也是活石。
God himself is a living stone.
那这个石头要做什么？现在美国的房子都是木头钉的了。
And what use does the stone have? The houses in the U.S. today are made out of wood.
但是在当时，很多的房子就是石头盖起来的。
At that time, many homes were made out of stones.
那我们这个活石跟主耶稣的活石把它放在一起。
When all us as living stones are connected and placed next to Christ, who is a living stone.
所以叫做被建立成为灵宫。
That is why it is built up a spiritual house.
这个灵宫是什么？
And what is the spiritual house?
灵宫就是神所住的地方。
It is a spiritual house where God resides.
那灵宫就是教会。
It is the church.
所以教会是充满万有者所充满的。
And so the church is filled with the God Almighty.
这个充满万有只有一个，就是神。
And it is God Himself.
就是教会是神所充满的。
And so the church is filled with God.
所以神住在天上，神也住在教会里面。
So God lives in heaven, and He also lives in the church.
因为教会就是他的身体。
Because the church is His body.
这里说教会是灵宫。
And so the church is the spiritual house.
是属灵的一个房子，那是神住在里面。
It's a spiritual house where God lives.
那这样看起来我们就变成很尊贵了。
And so then we become very precious.
神住在我们当中。
Because God lives among us.
至高的神住在我们卑微的人身上。
The exalted God, He lives amongst us who are lowly.
这就是很大的恩典。
This is a great grace.
好， 那我们受洗以后还有第二个改变。
After we are baptized, there's a second transformation.
下面说第五节。
Verse 5.
做圣洁的祭司，我们受洗以后变成圣洁的祭司。
Once we are baptized, you become a holy priesthood.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.Verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
到底我是谁？
Who am I?
我们洗礼完了，我们在这个世界的身份没有改变。
Once we are baptized, our status in this world has not changed.
那我们确实也是一个很卑微的人。
We are a very lowly person.
但是我们受洗之后，在神的面前，我们有极大的改变。
But once we are baptized, we have a great transformation before God.
从一个罪人，变成很尊贵的人。
From a sinner, we become someone who is very precious.
那这里提到三种身份。
And we have three titles here.
第一个，我们是被拣选的族类。
First, we are a chosen generation.
第二个，我们是君尊的祭司。
Second, a royal priesthood.
那第三个，我们是圣洁的国度。
Third, a holy nation.
那第四，我们是属神的子民。
Fourth, his own special people.
每一个都是很宝贵的。
All of them are very precious.
我们被神拣选的族类。
When we are chosen by God.
什么是拣选？
What does it mean to be chosen?
在很多人当中，神选我们做他的儿子。
It means that among all the people, he chose us to be his sons and daughters.
那不是我们比别人好。
It's not that we are better than other people.
也不是别人比我们好不好。
And it's not that others are worse than us.
那神为什么看重我？
So why did God look and choose us?
只有一个答案，因为他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
所以神拣选我，我们是被拣选的族类。
We are his chosen generation.
那被神拣选，我们就不列在万民当中的民。我们就不列在这个世界上这一群人当中。
And once we are chosen, we are no longer listed among the people in this world.
因为我们是属神的。
Because we belong to God.
所以我们住在世界，但是我们不属世界。
So we live in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
我们是天上的国民。
We are a nation, a heavenly nation.
所以第四个说是属神的子民。
And so we are a people belonging to God.
我们是属天上那个神。
We belong to the God in heaven.
我们是圣洁的国度。
We are a holy nation.
圣洁就是没有罪。
It means that there is no sin.
其实我们以前是满身都是罪，里面外面都是罪。
Before we are filled with sin on the outside and inside.
那现在主耶稣的宝血把罪完全洗干净。
Now his precious blood has washed away our sins.
所以我们是穿白衣服的。
So that we may be clothed with white linen robes.
叫圣洁的国度。
And become a holy nation.
那第二个，我们是有君尊的祭司。
Second, we are royal priesthood.
像君王一样尊贵的祭司。
We are as a royal, just like the royal king.
旧约时代三种人要受膏。
And in the Old Testament, there are three people who would be anointed.
君王、先知、祭司。
The kings, the priests.
这个都是很尊贵的。
And these are all very royal.
那新约时代受洗得圣灵，我们就是受膏。
And so after we are baptized and we receive the Holy Spirit, we have been anointed.
我们就是君王。
And we are his priesthood.
神给我们权柄，奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼。
That we can cast out demons in his name.
这个就是君王。
And this is what it means.
我们是先知。
We are his priesthood.
神打开我们的眼睛，我们读圣经能够明白神的旨意。
So that when we open the Bible, we can understand his will.
比别人更明白神。
We can understand God more than other people.
再一个，我们是祭司。
And next, we are his priests.
祭司就是在神面前献祭的人。
These are people who make sacrifices before God.
那在旧约时代，只有大祭司一年一次能够进到至圣所为百姓献祭。
And in the Old Testament, the high priest was the only one who could enter the Holy of Holies to make a sacrifice on behalf of the people once a year.
那我们现在教会也不需要通过任何一个人帮我们祷告，我们祷告才会发生功效。
And today in the church, we do not need to go through someone to pray for us for our prayers to be effective.
所以跟其他的有一些教会不一样，你要向神父告诫，然后他才帮你祷告，不是这样。
And so, unlike other churches where you have to confess before a father who prays on your behalf, our church is not like that.
我们现在这个时代，每个人可以来到神的面前，因为我们是祭司。
But today we can all come before God because we are priests.
好，那我们最后回到第五节。
If you turn back to verse 5.
神造我们成为灵工，做圣洁的祭司，奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
He has built us up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
教会是灵工。
So the church is a spiritual house.
我们是祭司。
We are his priests.
我们就回到旧约时代，祭司要献祭，那我要献什么？
In the Old Testament, the priest had to sacrifice. So what are we to sacrifice?
我要献什么神才会高兴？
What are we sacrificing that is pleasing to God?
这里说献神所悦纳的灵祭。
Here it says to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
所以我们来教会做什么？
So when we come to church, what do we do?
除了弟兄姊妹团契之外，我们来教会做什么？
Apart from fellowshipping with our fellow brothers and sisters, what do we do?
我们来教会做祭司，奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
When we come to church, we are his holy priesthood, we offer up spiritual sacrifices.
所以我们每一次来教会，我们都要提醒我自己，我是来做祭司，奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So every time we come to church, we have to remind ourselves that we are a priest and we are offering up a spiritual sacrifice that is acceptable.
好，那什么样的灵祭是神所悦纳的？
And what kind of sacrifices are acceptable to God?
我们来看两段圣经。
Let's turn to two Bible passages.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书的十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13.
十三章的十五节一直到十六节。
Verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. 16. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
这个地方说以颂赞为祭来献给神。
Here it says a sacrifice of praise to God.
所以我们来教会献上颂赞神的祭。
So when we come to church, we must offer up a sacrifice of praise.
因此我们在聚会之前的这个唱诗不是说大家还没有到再唱一首。
Our hymn of worship before service is not to wait for people to come.
所以唱诗变成在等大家到，不是这个意思。
It's not that we sing hymns to wait for everyone to show up.
唱诗是在赞美神。
But rather we sing hymns to praise God.
口唱心和赞美神。
We praise God from our lips and from our hearts.
那我们就在献灵祭。
And this is a spiritual sacrifice.
那将来我们在天国也是在赞美神。
And when we go to heaven, we will also praise God.
就是哈利路亚，赞美神。
And we will say hallelujah, praise the Lord.
所以我们不要想说十一点聚会，我十一点才来。
So we should not say that because church service starts at 11, I'll show up at 11.
我们一般十点五十就开始唱诗。
We will start hymn singing at 10:50.
我来教会，借着诗歌来赞美神，我就是在献灵祭。
Through hymns, I am praising God, and this is how I can offer up a spiritual sacrifice.
神就会很喜悦我。
And God will be well pleased.
所以要口唱心和这样来赞美神。
And so we should praise Him from our lips and our hearts.
那在诗篇里面还有讲，我们要献上感谢的祭。
And so in Psalms it also says we must offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving.
诗篇的五十篇十四节，请读。
Psalm 50 verse 14.
诗篇五十篇十四节。
Psalm 50 verse 14. Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High.
这里说要向神献上感谢的祭。
Here it says to offer to God thanksgiving.
因此我们跪下来祷告。
So when we kneel down to pray.
有的人圣经还不是很懂，每一次都在求。
Sometimes when people do not know the Bible very well, every time they are asking for things.
信主三十年，每一次跪下来都在求。
They have believed in Christ for 30 years, and yet every time they kneel down to pray, they're asking for something. They do not give thanks.
那是我们过去神给我们这么多恩典都没有感谢。
We have not given thanks for God's blessings all these years.
所以我们祷告要感谢。
So when we pray, we must offer up thanks.
我们所有都是神给我们。
Everything that we have is from God.
会颂赞我们就会喜乐。
To know to praise means that we know how to be joyful.
会感谢，我们就不会埋怨。
And to give thanks means that we will not complain.
哦，所以要喜乐，哦，我们要颂赞神。
So to be joyful, we must praise God.
不要埋怨，我们就是用感谢就不会埋怨。
And not to complain, for us not to complain, we must know to give thanks.
哦，真的会感谢就不会埋怨。
And if we have true thanksgiving, then we will not complain.
这是我们献的灵祭。
This is what it means for a spiritual sacrifice.
希伯来书再回来看十三章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16.
这里说不可忘记行善跟捐书的事，这样的祭是神所喜悦的。
But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
所以我们 来到神面前献什么祭？行善跟捐书的事。
So when we come before God, what kind of sacrifices do we offer? That is to do good and to share.
甚至圣经里面讲，哥尼流还没有信耶稣。
The Bible records that Cornelius, before he came to believe,
他的祷告跟他的周记已经达到神面前，蒙神纪念。
His prayers and his good deeds were remembered by God.
那个周记就是这里讲的灵祭。
And this is what it means, refers to here the spiritual sacrifice.
祷告也是灵祭。
So praying is a spiritual sacrifice.
这个都会得到神的喜悦，就是会蒙神纪念的。
And all these will be well pleasing and remembered by God.
所以我们上个礼拜我们做了什么善事，我们今天来到教会，这个就是我们献给神的祭品。
So what good have we done in the past week when we come before God? This is our spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们圣经说不可以空手来见神。
And the Bible tells us that we cannot come before him empty-handed.
那有的人讲不要空手来见人，我每一次来就投一点钱，当然这也是感谢的。
And some people might think I cannot come empty-handed, so every time I come, I give money. And yes, it is a form of thanksgiving.
但是我们要了解，神所看重的不是我们的钱。
But we must know that God does not look at our money.
因为一切都是神的，神还缺什么？
Because everything belongs to God, so what does God lack?
我们现在来看米迦书。
Let's turn to Micah.
米迦书。
Micah.
第六章。
Verse 6.
米迦书的第六章。
Micah chapter 6.
第六节到第八节。
Verse 6 to 8.
Verse 我们来看看六节到八节有两个问题怎么回答。
There are two questions from verse 6 to 8, and let's see how we can answer them.Verse 6, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? 7, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, 10,000 rivers of oil? Should I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? 8, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?
这个第六节第一个问题。
The first question in verse 6.
我来朝见神，在至高神面前当献什么呢？
With what shall I come before the Lord?
这个我们要回答。
We have to answer this.
那下面就是说，岂可献一岁的牛犊为燔祭吗？
Should I come with calves a year old?
这个就是物质上的奉献。
This is material offerings.
神喜喜悦千千的公羊或万万的牛呢？
Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of oil?
那一切都是神的，所以这些并没有办法打动神的心。
Everything belongs to God, so this cannot touch the heart of God.
那接下去，我可以献我的长子吗？
Shall I give my firstborn?
这个更贵重了，他是我身所生的。
This is even more precious because he is from my own body.
神也不是要这个。
But God does not want this.
神喜欢人活，不要人死啊！你要献长子，要把他杀掉了。
God wants us living; He does not want us dead. We should not kill a firstborn.
那到底神要我们献什么？
So what does God want us to sacrifice?
第八节就是答案。
The answer is in verse 8.
说神已经指示你何为善，他要你所献的是什么？
He has shown you, man, what is good.
就是神要我们献什么样的祭。
And that is what God wants us, what kind of offerings God wants us to give.
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与神同行。
To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个就是我们的生活。
This is our life.
过一个神喜欢的生活，这就是在献灵祭。
To live a life pleasing to God, this is a spiritual sacrifice.
神就会喜悦。
And God will be well pleased.
所以罗马书一章到十一章在讲神的爱。
So Romans chapter 1 to 11 talks about the love of God.
就是让我们因信称义。
And how we are justified by faith.
因为那个义要借着罗马书第五章主耶稣被钉十字架成全了。
Because that to be justified by faith is recorded in Romans chapter 5 when Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross, it was fulfilled.
这个爱太大了。
This is such a great love.
那十二章开始就在讲生活的改变。
And starting from chapter 12, it talks about transformation in your lives.
那这个生活的改变是对神的爱的一个回应。
And this is how we can respond to the love of God.
那如果神这么爱我，那我怎么办呢？
And God loves us so much, what are we to do?
所以十二章第一节开始就在讲，要将身体献上，当作活祭。
And so that is why in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it talks about to present our bodies as living sacrifices.
那在想，那什么叫做将身体献上？
What does it mean to present your body?
来当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
然后再回到弥迦书第六章第八节。
If we turn back to Micah chapter 6, verse 8,
答案就在这里。
Here's the answer.
将身体献上当作活祭，就是把我整个人献上来行公义。好怜悯，存谦卑的心与神同行。
To present your body means to present your body to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
这个叫做把身体献上，当作活祭。
This is what it means to present your body as a living sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，这是神所喜悦的。
This is holy and pleasing to God.
那这个三个灵祭，我们仔细看到底在讲什么。
In these three spiritual sacrifices, let us look what it is talking about.
第一个是对自己的要求。
The first is a requirement of standing for yourself.
第二个是对人的态度。
The second is an attitude towards others.
第三个是我们在神面前的态度。
And the third is an attitude we have before God.
那这个三个合起来就是我们要献给神的灵祭。
And these three combined is a living sacrifice to God.
行公义就是好像神对亚伯兰说，你要在我面前做完全人。
And so to do justly is just like when God told Abraham to be a perfect person before him.
那个时候亚伯兰九十九岁。
At that time Abraham was 99 years old. 说
你要在我面前。
And it says before me.
什么在我的面前？就是在神的眼光之下是完全的。
And what does it mean before me? It means that in the eyes of God, he is a complete and perfect man.
这个是神所要的。
This is what God desires.
这个就是我们对自己要求一切照神的话、神的旨意来做，所以我们有公义。
And this is something that we should do, a standard that we should set for ourselves.
再来，我们对人要有怜悯的心。
And next, towards others, we should have a heart of mercy.
那有时候我们是倒过来的。
Sometimes we are reversed.
行公义就是我们用神的标准一起去量别人。
To do justly means that we use God's standards to measure other people.
这个也不好，那个也不好，到最后世界上只有一个好人，就是我自己。
That is not good, that is not good. In the end, I am the only just person in the world.
真的，如果不很小心的话，行公义变成是对别人。
And so if we are not careful, then we do justly to others.
那好怜悯就是对自己啊。
And we love mercy towards ourselves.
每一个错误，每一个不好，都可以找借口。
Every wrongdoing, every fault, we can find an excuse.
这个就是对自己很怜悯。
That means to show mercy towards yourself.
其实行公义是对自己的要求。
To do justly is a requirement and standard that you should set for yourself.
好怜悯是对人的态度。
And to love mercy is an attitude towards others.
那第三个。
Third.
要跟神同行。
To walk humbly with your God.
要存谦卑的心。
So we must have a humble heart.
什么样的人最谦卑？
Who is the most humble?
就是主耶稣讲，你要舍己。
And that is those who are able to sacrifice themselves. 然后
背十字架来跟从我，这样的人最谦卑。
They are able to deny themselves, take up the cross and follow him.
那他已经没有我了，那不是最谦卑吗？
And they do not have a sense of self, and so they are the most humble.
这样才能够跟神同行。
Only then can you walk with God.
所以信耶稣不是一直求神帮助我，把我人生的理想，把我人生的梦，在神的帮助之下把它实现，不是这样。
To believe in God does not mean that God will help me accomplish all my dreams and ideals.
神对我们一生有他的计划。
God has his own plan for our lives.
那是最好的，那是最适合我们的。
It is the best. It is the most. It is the most best plan for us.
那与神同行，就是在神的带领之下，把神对我们的旨意把它活出来。
To walk with the Lord means that under His guidance, we live out the will of God.
所以祷告文说，愿你的国降临。
And so, that is why in the Lord's prayer it says, "Thy kingdom come."
你的国就是神来做我的王啊。
That means that God will become our king.
我不再对自己有主权了，神对我有主权。
I no longer have authority over myself, but God has authority over me.
再来，你的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上。
That will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
那这样叫做与神同行。
This is what it means to walk with God.
那这就是神向我们所要的。
And this is what God requires of us.
这就是灵祭。
This is a spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们来到灵宫献灵祭。
So when we come to a spiritual house to make a spiritual sacrifice,
第一个
first,
对神的感谢跟赞美。
We must present thanksgiving and praise to God.
第二个
second,
我们的善行。
Our good deeds.
第三个
third,
满足神向我们所要的。
We must be satisfied with what God gives us
and wants for us.
What God sees as good.
就是行公义。好怜悯，用谦卑的心跟神同行。
And that is to do justly, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God.
那这样，我们的一生都会蒙神喜悦。
Only then will our lives be pleasing to God.
会蒙神纪念。
It will be remembered by God.
神会与我们同在。
And God will abide with us.
恩典会很丰富。
And we will have abundant grace and blessings.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn. To pray for our evangelical services and spiritual convocation.
求主怜悯，能够拣选更多的子民来归属于他。
May God have mercy to choose more people to belong to Him.
我们先来一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.